Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our summary verses of the books of the Bible introduce us to the theme of each book of the Old and New Testament Scriptures, so that we might have a deeper appreciation and understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word. Welcome back to our Burden and Blessing podcast and the 66 summary verses of the Bible. We're working our way through the Old Testament. We're sort of in the middle of the Old Testament, dealing with the life of Solomon. We've covered the Song of Songs the last time, and we're going to be taking a look at more of those wise sayings of Solomon today in the book of Proverbs. Joining me with the difficult task of summarizing this book with one verse is Pastor Neil Radical. Neil, what do you have for us as a summary verse for this book of the Bible?
Yes, Proverbs has quite a bit of different topics. If you were to look at and divide all the different themes found in Proverbs, you got 20% deals with a person's character, whether it be in the workplace or the family life. 18% focuses on money and business. There's a ton of, if you ever listen to Dave Ramsey, there's a ton in there that he uses on in his business. 16% focuses on spiritual health. It's like another fifth of that focuses on following the word of the Lord. 15% focuses on relationships, how we communicate with one another. I know I use quite a bit of Proverbs in my marriage counseling that I do. And then 13% is kind of got a smorgasbord of different things. And then like 10% is like choosing wise words. And then another 10% is like temptations and sex. So like you said, how would one verse ever summarize this entire book? And it is possible, because I do think the verse that we're using here today from Proverbs 3:5 is a very well-known verse, but it speaks to the heart of Proverbs. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding." So we had mentioned before that we said we believe that Proverbs was written earlier on in Solomon's life, maybe shortly after he prayed for wisdom instead of all the other things he could have prayed for from the Lord. And you can see Proverbs pouring out of Solomon's heart that the Lord gave to him, that wise heart, that basically says in any of these topics, any of these areas, relationships, when it comes to all different things I mentioned there, that Proverbs we've broken down in, basically comes back to you need to trust in the Lord first. That's the priority, the Jehovah God, God of the Bible, with all of your heart. In other words, there's no room for doubt. If we're portioning out the heart's trust, it's to put all of that confidence in the Lord and not in man. And that's why it says, do not lean on your own understanding. And so the one illustration I wanted to use today with Proverbs is we often know that there's the trust fall thing where someone catches you. And that's ultimately the picture the Lord gives us. I think that's where that concept comes from, is that we lean on the Lord so we do not fall. We trust in him completely, knowing that he will catch us when we make the mistakes, that he will give us wisdom to lean on no matter what adversity or challenge comes in our life. So that's what the Proverbs shows us in the wisdom in doing those things, and then it contrasts that with the foolishness in not doing those things. But I'd like to hear your thoughts specifically on this verse or what you think about the Proverbs as a whole.
Well, it seems like one of the main themes of Proverbs is just defining what godly wisdom is, isn't it? And all of those different categories that you talked about, those are all examples of where God gives true wisdom, which is the application of knowledge to real life things in all of these different areas of life. And so one of the things that I like to remember about especially books of the Old Testament is that ultimately, and a lot of times you look at Proverbs and say, well, you know, where is Jesus in this? You know, this is about real life application. And what does this have to do with everything? But one of the neat things is what the New Testament tells us about wisdom related to Jesus. The Apostle Paul says that Jesus became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. And so as we take a look at these things, sadly, throughout the book of Proverbs, we look at these examples of what we should do, what God wants of us, and we realize we've failed. But Christ has become that wisdom for us. He has succeeded where we have failed in all of those aspects, whether it's anger or discipline or relationships, whatever it might be, Christ has done that perfectly in my place. So it's not just trust in the Lord with all of your heart in order to better your life, Neil Radical, but trust in the Lord with all your heart, realizing that Christ has succeeded where you and I have failed. He has become righteousness and sanctification in our place so that we are acceptable before God. And that is a wonderful way to read through the Proverbs, understanding Christ as the fulfillment of those things in our place. Do you want to close us with prayer?
Yeah, I'm going to read a couple of verses as a prayer from hymn 366 from the Red Hymnal. One thing's needful, Lord, this treasure, teach me highly to regard. All else, though at first give pleasure, is a yoke that presses hard. Beneath it, the heart is still fretting and striving, no true lasting happiness ever deriving. The gain of this one thing, all loss can requite, and teach me in all things to find true delight. Wisdom's highest, noblest treasure, Jesus, lies concealed in thee. Grant that this may still the measure of my will and actions be. Humility there and simplicity reigning, in paths of true wisdom my steps ever train. Oh, if I of Christ have this knowledge divine, the fullness of heavenly wisdom is mine. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. We invite you to listen for new books each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. We pray that you will be assured that God's word is pure and is more precious than gold.